the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on UCY.TV radio, we relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Today is June 8th, 2018. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here in Eugene, Oregon. And I guess this is a sad day for all of us here at UCY.TV. It's sad and it's good. It's not a sad thing. The station is, as you know, not going to be around anymore. And I normally have We've been having Roundup Fridays this week, unexpectedly, for those of you been wondering about Jerome. Jerome resigned. He didn't give me a reason why, but he sent me a text and said he had to resign. So he's not with us, so no Roundup Friday today. I was hoping we could end this week together. But, you know, I actually believe that all things are for the greater good. And I think that things are going to be... I'm hoping, and this is the idea, is that Jules's health is going to dramatically improve. Since last summer, she's had a bit of a health problem, and to be honest, my opinion from the beginning, from the get-go, was just forget it. Like, it's not worth your health. So I'm sad, but I'm glad, you know. I'm glad that I've had this opportunity here on UCY.TV, and I want to read a poem to you as I am wont to do on this station. And again, it is from The Way of Life by Lao Tzu. It's number 8. This is translated by Witter Byner, B-Y-N-N-E-R. Man at his best, like water, serves as he goes along. Like water, he seeks his own level, the common level of life. Loves living close to the earth, living clear and down in his heart. Loves kinship with his neighbors, the pick of words that tell the truth, the even tenor of a well-run state, the fair profit of able dealing, the right timing of useful deeds. And for blocking no one's way, no one blames him. So I think that's how we have to proceed in life, right? We have to seek our own level. We have to love living close to the earth. And I think that's kind of been the tenor of a lot of what's gone on this radio show. So good news is the Age of Vision radio show is still going to be around, because while I was going to go independently on Spreaker and do it on my own, Mr. Chuck Ocelli from Ocelli.com, who used to have a radio show on here, called me up and offered to put my show on his station, and I have accepted, actually. But I'm not going to be doing it at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be doing it on Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. So it's going to be the same venue, but frankly, I'm going to really double down. I'm going to be talking a lot about the proximity factor. I am going to be really pushing hard after that conversation with Tom Carpenter yesterday from Hanford Challenge. I am really beginning to believe we need to spend more money on nuclear remediation, not less. And I think that's the message I'm going to start sending to my elected officials. And also put pressure on them to fire CH2M Hill, the people up there in Hanford that are making it a worse mess than it even was in the beginning. So I was so delighted with that interview yesterday. So this is how the format of the Age of Fission is going to go on Chuck Ocelli's website. It's ocelli.com. And, you know, you guys can actually go there. I'm sure most of our listeners already go there because his station is awesome. His shows have been great. And I know I've heard from many of my YouTube subscribers. I don't have millions. I don't have a lot. I have, I think, close to 400 YouTube subscribers. But many of them do listen to Chuck Ocelli, like me, you know. So I never thought of myself as an alternative radio person, but I suppose I am because I do listen to a lot of radio online and not just, I mean, I watch mainstream media, MSNBC, but I really watch it more analytically to watch the propaganda, to watch what they're doing. Like this guy, Anthony Bourdain, that supposedly committed suicide in Paris this morning. I wondered who he got upset, who he really got on the wrong side of. Because it's very convenient to say that somebody killed themselves. Although I know nothing about this guy's personal life, we have been so gaslit that we don't even know what's right, and, you know, like, if what they tell us is even the truth. And most of the time it's not, you know. I hope many of you have read that book by John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He has a new book out. It's actually really good. I'm just about finished with it. And it, you know, they never stop. This is why I'm changing the hours. You hear that phone in the background. People think I go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Actually, I don't. I never have gone to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, honestly. If I went to work early, it was because I had a client. But when I started my practice 18 years ago, I decided, who decided we had to be to work at 8 o'clock? I don't think humans naturally do that. So I never have. And that's why I changed the hours of the Age of Fission radio show. How badly did I want to do this radio show if I was willing to accept 8 o'clock in the morning? I actually really wanted to interview Kevin Blanche because Kevin's a good interviewer when you talk to him. Although, to be frank, I'm not sure everything he says is 100% the truth. It's great. He's considered a great exaggerator. I guess that's what the excuses they give to Donald Trump. He's an exaggerator. I think that, and I'm not comparing the two, although they're very similar. The reason I almost did not continue doing the radio show, and I almost didn't continue it because I thought, I started this 3 years ago thinking if we did the radio show, we could give voice to activists that we never hear from, the victims. We could generate a lot of people and get people out there in the streets again. And people wonder what happened to Helen Caldicott. I think the fact that people are not willing to stand up, she's just like, nah. Not worth it. She's been doing this like 40, 50 years. These people are huge monsters. My own Senator Ron Wyden is so pro-nuclear, it's unbelievable. Even though nuclear is illegal, in having a nuclear power in the state of Oregon is illegal. We do not have any nuclear power facilities except for at the universities. So, but you know what? We actually do have a lot of processing plants and things like that. So there's a couple of, we do have uranium, we have an abandoned uranium mine. Oregon is not free and clear of the crimes against humanity by nuclear. And I am really going to, on the Age of Vision radio show, I'm really going to expand. I'm going to reach out to people that can help develop this idea of a Truth and Peace Commission. I hope to have Mark Rabinowitz back on. I hope to have on Carl Grossman because he teaches journalism. He's been fighting the nuclear fight for a long time. And also, Carl Grossman just put out a video on EON Network, E-O-N, on YouTube. And he was interviewing people, and they're talking. These are all South Bay people, right? Environmental Network, Environmental EON. I forget what the acronym is, but it's EON on YouTube. And he interviewed a woman who basically is she's talking about the same old nuclear lies, like their pattern of behavior. Yesterday, Tom was going on about how horrible CH2M Hill is. What is it? Why do we allow this? Why do our elected officials acquiesce? That's what I want to bear down on in the Age of Fission radio show, because I really believe we need a Truth and Peace Commission. Seriously, seriously. We need to just be able to bury the hatchet, let people come out from everywhere, all the scientists, all the people, all the workers who have been obeying orders, the order obeyers, you know, as Dane Wigington says. We need to have all those people come out and say, yeah, I obeyed orders and I knew it would harm people, but I had to do it because I felt like it was my job. That you can understand. Although I don't understand it, I would quit my job. I mean, what did Einstein say? Einstein said if nobody pulls the trigger, there would no longer be war. If every person said, no, I'm not going to kill another human being, not going to do it, there would not be war. If the uranium mine workers would refuse to get a job, yeah, they're making boatloads of money, but they die. They're giving their children permanent sickness, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. The status of our planet, we are in dire need of remediation immediately. It took less than 100 years. It's going to take us hundreds of thousands of years to fix what the 20th century did, the 19th century did to the planet. I guess it was the 19th century, right? 19th and 20th century. That's when it really started, the 19th, when they discovered uranium. They started mega development without regard, believing that they could just clear cut the planet, murder, death, kill all the indigenous people, all the people who lived here throughout humanity, who understood the earth, the ways of the sun. Thankfully, there's enough people left who remember that. You know, I feel very fortunate living here in Eugene, because I have come across people who have taught me how to farm, how to garden, how to look at plants, how to understand how they grow. I'm from Los Angeles. When I first came here, I was afraid to eat a blackberry off the bush. I thought it needed to be regulated or something. Yes, and I'm the same woman who thought San Onofre was an observatory. So there you go. And I mean, honestly, and you know what? My grade point average in college is 3.82. So I don't know. You know, this is how easy it is to brainwash people and to make people think something that's not real. That's what's happening here in our country. I am actually, frankly, a lot of people are gravely concerned about the lack of governmental process, that the Republicans are refusing to uphold our Constitution. They have the power in the House and they are not doing it. We have not heard one hearing about a lot of the crimes. Donald Trump is in complete, he's breaking the Emoluments Clause since day one. The Emoluments Clause says you are not allowed to profit off of a foreign nation when you're president of the United States, and he has been doing that steadily. Not one hearing on that. Not one hearing. Our government is broken because the Republicans have broken it. And frankly, that's been their MO. That's what they do. Oh, the government doesn't work. The government doesn't work. It's really horrible. It's really horrible. And then they break it. And then they say, see, it doesn't work. Like Donald Trump. Oh, they're spying on me. Really? Well, where's his spies? What's he been doing? Honestly, this guy is a rat, a filthy, filthy rat. I mean, he is one of the worst, most despicable characters that have ever walked the earth. He went to Russia for his little 2013 jaunt to go meet Putin. And he, you know why he came back and started spreading the lies about Obama not being born in America? That rooted with him. Because Obama was squeaky clean because his grandparents were from the CIA. He was planned to be in this office from the get-go. Just like Mr. Trumpy-poo was, too. I believe that also. I might as well have a total rant here today since the last day. You know, I don't mind having people tell me I have these harebrained ideas. You know, people say that the geoengineering in the sky is a harebrained idea, too. Or the fact that I genuinely believe that nuclear contamination has already poisoned more than half of our planet. Look at all of the children that have ongoing life-changing diseases. We didn't used to have Alzheimer's before we had statins and radioactivity in the air. I mean, they bombed the daylights out of us after World War II. And, you know, they did not even have to use the bomb. Japan had already surrendered, and they just decided they wanted to see what it would do. People were disposable, and people are still disposable to the nuclear industry. On the NRC's website itself, root around in there. Look what the no-level threshold means. Look what the statistics say. For every 2 rads of radiation in the air, for a population of 1 million people, they know for a fact we will get over 220,000 birth defects a year and an extra 32,000 cancers. You know, Dr. John Goffman, like, jumped up and down, wrote these books. He wrote the book. First, he wrote Poison Power, Radiation and Health by Dr. John Goffman. It's a huge scientific book. He even wrote Irreverie. He wrote Population Control Through Nuclear Pollution. He spent many hours trying to explain to people that you can't just ignore the radioactive contamination because it will present itself. This morning on Instagram, when I first woke up, like a lot of people, I check Instagram, and somebody that was called Chernobyl Tours started following me. And I was like, So I was looking at their page, okay, looking through it. And the information they were saying, come on down, let's walk through Chernobyl. There was one perfectly maintained house. There's like the usual pictures of, you know, babies. Don't worry, it's okay, it's safe. Then they start spewing out what the lies from the United Nations says about Chernobyl. That these are mostly rumors. There's absolutely no proof that the radioactivity caused any of the deaths, the additional deaths, that there was maybe 4,000 people at most died from Chernobyl. So that person got blocked. Like, forget that. I'm not even going to allow that on it. Like, that's just, if you're just going to, like, promote outright death, I'm not going near you, and you can't see anything on my page. Because Chernobyl is death. People walking through the Chernobyl zone and going to take a looky-loo, that's death. You're profiting off of death, just like the Japanese government is profiting off of death. They think they're going to make a lot of money bringing people to Japan and pretending that Japan is not highly radioactive. Let's just pretend, oh, yeah, you guys bombed the daylights out of us. We've been radioactive since World War II, so cuckoo. You guys are cuckoo for thinking that Fukushima might harm you. Well, thank you, Jules at UCY TV, for allowing me to express my thoughts and not cutting me off right now. Oh my gosh, does anybody out there even understand how hard the producer of this radio station has worked? She had 20 shows to manage at a time. 20, sometimes 30. People didn't show up. They'd have dead air. She'd be doing her own thing, thinking the show was going, and then there'd be dead air. She'd have to double check to make someone's on. And if they don't show up, then she has to scramble and put them on, or their stuff doesn't work, or they have copyright stuff on there. It's 24 hours a day. So her show, Before the First Cup, is going to be on Spreaker, and I am going to follow her like I always have. Her show's been one of the best shows on this radio station, frankly, Before the First Cup. She talks about all this technology stuff that I don't understand. But that's cool about it, because if it gets too technical, she'll explain it. But the stuff she finds is like, oh my gosh. They are really, literally, it's almost like there's different layers of the world. It's so bizarre because they're moving ahead. The Star Wars program, that's moving ahead. You know, I heard her speak one day on the Star Wars program. She was saying how the Russians, no wonder the Russians are getting a little antsy right now, because the Star Wars programs has been having our United States soldiers do games, Star Wars games, where the United States attacks Russia. I think it was in 2016 or 2017 or something like that. Like, so no wonder they're antsy, because that's what they've been, you know, this is their games. Like, you don't train your soldiers to, like, pretend we're going to have a war with Russia pretty soon. You know, a lot of this stuff, like, they put chips in your arm. I mean, you guys have got to listen to her show. I strongly suggest you go to Spreaker and start following Before the First Cup, because she told me she's going to keep it going, and I hope she does. And I hope you continue to follow Nuclear Hot Seat. Nuclear Hot Seat, fortunately, like my show, will continue to be heard on KEPW.org 97.3 FM in Eugene and Springfield. But you can go to KEPW.org and just listen to the radio station online like you do here. And honestly, it's like one of the best FM stations I've heard. They play all kinds of like weird music and local songs that aren't copyrighted. All their songs, because it's community-based radio, people have given them things that they can play or that are in the public domain. And the local music is awesome. And it's very interesting. A lot of the talk shows they have David Barsamian on, and I don't know, people that I hadn't heard before. So, you know, I guess we're having to go to these alternative forms, because we're not going to get like the real news. You know, they're talking about the election. I find it hilarious that they're even talking about the election as if there is an election, you know, although I will vote probably. I mean, we kind of have to keep the Nazis out of, you know, if we don't vote, they're going to get themselves. They've already gotten themselves elected. I was reading a story this morning about how Americans do not comprehend how badly Trump has hurt the American, our reputation, really. We had a reputation of being honest, fair-minded. Yes, our military was out of control, but the people were good. We had good intentions. And what the world has seen has been, this Trump world has been like Pinochet 2.0, man, little neo-Nazi. He thinks it's okay. You should listen to this guy talk. I honestly don't know how people think. I think these are trolls, these people that say, oh, Donald Trump's an honest man. He's an honorable person. Really? He used to write B on the applications if the person was black. He's such a racist, bigoted, misogynistic creep. We heard it out of his own words 2 weeks before the elections. He hired Mike Flynn, who'd been working for the Russians, profiting off the Russians. He didn't even, you know, he's like, I wish somebody would have warned me. He was warned. He was warned directly. And what did he do? He fired the person that warned him. You know why he fired her? Because he knew they were on his trail. What this dumb idiot didn't understand is they'd been looking at him for the last 2 years and didn't tell him. He's freaking out right now. Honestly, I would not put it past Donald Trump to be talking to Kim Jong-un at this summit about, hey, if I get indicted, I'm just going to defect to Russia, and I'd like to, you know, be considered an elite in your, I'd still like to come here and be good friends with you, Kim. Little Kim. Instead of Little Rocket Man, it'll be Little Kim. This guy is just insane. We are living through a horrendous time right now, folks, and we're on the precipice of something really bad because he is an abuser. Do you know why he put the sanctions on our allies and is kissing our enemies? Is because he is a true narcissistic, misogynistic, violent, malignant abuser. He beat the daylights out of his first wife and had to pay her $1 million. What do you think he's going to do to the United States for finding out all of his crimes and not letting him play God? What do you do when you first want to start battering your wife? You isolate her from her friends and her family. That's why he put the sanctions on. He's isolating us. He has intentionally destroyed our reputation in this world. I couldn't believe it, but I actually am grateful that Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General. I can't believe I was grateful for Jeff Sessions for anything, the little racist bigot. I mean, he'd love to go back to the time where the blacks sat in the back of the bus. I wonder how many people he has hung from a tree. I mean, I do not trust Jeff Sessions at all. But thankfully, he stood up to him in this Russia probe because this is uncovering a freaking can of worms. These are facts. These are not things that are uncorroborated. You know, people that support Trump are like, oh, they're making this all up and they're planting it. No, they're not. I mean, look at the heart. It's like saying that, you know, Fukushima, you know, didn't happen, you know, or it's not that bad. You know, I do know people who think that Fukushima was intentionally set, and they're, you know what, their logic when they lay out their arguments, it might be, just might be. But it's kind of like one of those things, I don't know. I honestly, the way that the whole thing went down, I was not aware of it, and I was not really aware of Fukushima even when it happened. Like, this is why I completely understand the average American. Because I was just like them. Before I had that nightmare about Hanford in 2012, I was just like them. I had no idea how seriously grave nuclear contamination was. And I really had no idea that I was born pretty close to the first nuclear meltdown ever on the planet at Santa Susana in Los Angeles. I used to live in the valley out there, but not very close to Chatsworth, thankfully, because Chatsworth was a high-end place and I was a struggling single mom. But I used to deliver cases all to those places. You know, they used to make movies out there, and I used to design film and video cases. I did that for about, I think, 6.5 years. And I would fill my little Hyundai with all these cases to take them out. I designed the camera cases with the foam and everything. And I had no idea that I was going to a place that had been contaminated with nuclear contamination. You know how many people are living out there right now? I mean, maybe that is the thinking of the nuclear liars. Who cares? It's everywhere anyways. You might as well just get a grip and get used to it, like Art Robinson here in Oregon. He runs against Pete DeFazio every congressional seat, and the Republicans pour money into this little county because they want Pete DeFazio's seat. And Art Robinson gives his kids radioactive waste and says, here, drink it. He thinks it's good for you. It makes your body get acclimated. Ugh. Idiocracy. You know, when that movie came out, Idiocracy, we thought it was a joke. No. So speaking of Idiocracy, how's about let's do what I did just for old time's sakes here. One last time, let's check the nuclear alerts, huh? Let's see what's happening at the old NRC. This is so unbelievable. Man, I honestly believe that the way we're going to find solutions out of this is for everybody to listen to their gut. Like the fact that Jules is having, is closing down the radio station, we selfishly are like, oh, it's really sad. Like, I did not think I'd ever go to another radio station or do anything different. I was just going to stick with her till forever, as long as she did it. You know what I mean? But this is what I know, that when we listen to our gut and we do the right, if we do that, things work out properly. It's actually for the greater good of everybody. And the reason that we're in the place we're at is all these coerced people who were forced either by pressure, peer pressure, financial pressure, that they felt they couldn't speak their truth. And that's when things go awry. So if everybody actually really, why is this thing not happening? Here, I've asked for it so many times it popped it up. That's bizarre. Here, let's, event notifications. We're going to go to the event notifications for June 8th. Oh, let's see. A non-emergency, of course, a damaged Troxler gauge out in the state of Texas, Houston, Texas. Damaged Troxler gauge. And then a non-emergency again at a medical center. Patient skin contaminated with fluorine 18. Oh, great. Wow. On April 4th, 2018, the licensee reported that the patient undergoing positron emission tomography scan was squirted with 15 millicuries of fluorodeoxyglucose, fluorine 18, by the technologist administering the dose. The peak skin dose was 2 gray. The number 2, a peak skin dose of 2 gray was calculated by the licensee radiation safety officer. The North Dakota Department of Health is awaiting additional information from the licensee regarding the event. A medical event may indicate potential problems in the medical facility's use of radioactive materials. It does not necessarily result in harm to the patient. These guys are so sickening. I hate the way they write these reports. Let's go down. Let's see. It was updated on 6-1 on April 4. The patient was imaged with 15 millicuries of FDG. At the time of the injection, it is now believed that 15 millicuries dose was inadvertently delivered on the patient's shirt. So don't worry about it. Since the first dose wasn't administered as intended, a second 15 millicurie dose was administered to the patient. Per protocol, the patient rested for an hour and was imaged. The patient was released from the scan room and was discharged and went to the cafeteria. The physician reviewed the images and found them non-diagnostic due to external contamination. The study physician ordered the images to be repeated. The patient was located in the cafeteria and returned to the nuclear medicine, and his shirt was removed. They let him go to the cafeteria with his shirt on. The patient was re-imaged approximately an hour after the first scan, 2 hours after the first, after the shirt was contaminated, and the second set of images were deemed to be diagnostic. On May 15th, the radiation safety officer learned the event and began an investigation. The skin dose is estimated to be approximately 2.8 GY to 100 centimeters of tissue. To 100 centimeters square of tissue. This exposed skin was on the patient's torso. The uncertainty in the skin dose calculation is great. Due to the proximity of the calculation, the skin dose was estimated on May 31st. This is so unbelievable. You got poisoned, but hey, there's not much. It's true. There is not much you can do about it. The study physician is aware of the incident and will notify the referring physician. The patient is unlikely to have noticeable negative effects from the incident. However, if the patient did have a tissue reaction, it would have been mild and transient. The patient has not yet been notified of any of the findings since the RSO was made aware. However, the patient was aware that he was spilled on and that his shirt was kept for decay. I am sorry to laugh, but this is what makes me want to like keep doing this radio show, because people need to know who wrote this. I bet you this guy, Jeff Herrera, that's who wrote it. Notified by Brooke Olson, headquarters OPS officer Jeff Herrera, person organization. Wow. Whoever writes this probably gets a raise every year, because, man, they are doing a good job of lying. Wow. But don't worry. You haven't been notified because, you know, it's just not that important. Hey, brought me to 2015. That was bizarre. Let's go to June 7th. It's 8:35. You know what, you guys? Thank you for joining us here on UCY.TV Radio. The audience, I hope you will follow us. I hope you will follow my show on Ocelli.com. I'm going to be live from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a two-hour show. The format's going to change a little bit. I'm going to change the intro and make it a lot shorter. It's not going to be 2 minutes long. I'm probably going to make it 45 seconds long. We'll take an hour break after an hour. And then I'm hoping that I can have guest hosts that will come on. And maybe even Chuck Ocelli will join me sometimes. I hope that too. And we can have them bring on their people, and either we can all interview them, the three of us together, because on the venue is a little bit different. Chuck has a little bit more hands-on, and he'll be able to help me bring people in, because you know me, I'm not, you've heard me hang up on enough people on my own phone line. So you've heard dead air when I tried to answer people who called in. So I could use the help. That is a good thing. That's one of the benefits of me not doing it all by myself. The other benefit is, and my hesitation with going with Chuck Ocelli in the first place, to be honest, I'm going to stray aside from this NRC thing for a minute, was because I thought, gosh, if I'm on another station, the same thing could happen to me. Like, I'm there a long while, and then they just decide something's in their life, and they have to close the station. So I thought I would just do Spreaker. Like, Jules sent me to Spreaker. It looked pretty good. It looked like it was something I could do. But it also looks like something I have to do. Like, when Chuck and I were talking about it, I could still do Spreaker, and there's a way to bring it in on his show, and he could just play it. So there's a lot of flexibilities about this. And I really like the idea of supporting another alternative radio host who, I don't know if you guys listen to Chuck Ocelli, but you ought to. He knows his whole thing is all about the JFK thing. And he knows a lot about it, honestly. And he feels like, I think the reason that he's very, very interested is because that's when the takeover, that's when they became blatant. Like right now, they don't care what we know and what we say. I mean, we had 5 million people in the street the day after this guy got elected, and the Republicans have still not had one hearing on his treasonous acts, his despicable, you know, he's punishing our allies, and he is harming. People think the economy is doing good. Just wait. It's not doing good, folks. It's the fake bubble. Anybody could create this. It's just basic economic sense, and he's rolling on the last tide waves of what the economic gains that Barack Obama had created. This whole thing of, oh, it's big because we've rolled back all these regulations, that's penny wise and pound foolish, man. That is really going to harm us environmentally, and it's going to cost us so much more money to fix this. So speaking of fixing, let's continue with the notification reports from yesterday. Pennsylvania Bureau of Radiation Protection. University of Pennsylvania, patient skin contamination. Is this the same one? No. Oh my gosh, this is another one. What is going on here? Patient skin. On May 29th, the Department's Bureau of Radiation Protection staff in central office became aware of a medical event they're going to call it an ME, a medical event, because they love to acronym everything so we don't understand what they're saying. At the UPenn Hospital in Philadelphia, the ME report, as per 10 CFR 35-3045A1I, and also meets criteria for abnormal occurrence. On May 25th, a 17-year-old pediatric patient underwent an 834 millicurie metadobazenda guanidine MIGD or iodine 131 treatment. Don't you love how they put this big thing in there and just instead of saying iodine 131? Honestly, the people that work at the NRC, I hope there is a hell. I don't think there is, but I they certainly deserve it. Treatment for brain cancer. Of course it's in Pennsylvania, where all the freaking nuclear power plants are. She's a 17-year-old girl. She's got brain cancer. The dose was, so you get brain cancer by living near radioactive contamination. So this is their plan. They're going to give her radiation. God dang it. I want to reach out to all these people and tell them that you do not have to poison yourself. It's so ridiculous. There's cures for this. The dose was delivered in a 30-millimeter syringe and infused via automatic pump. The nuclear medical technician present during the infusion reported seeing a small amount of blood, but other than that, nothing unusual was noted. However, upon completion of the infusion, meter readings noted high activities on the patient's clothing and bed linen. The possible reason being given is a faulty connection line on the automatic pump. The contamination is believed to have also been present on the skin all weekend, meaning everybody else got exposed too. Due to the large dose of 131 infused, the licensee's staff were not able to see the contamination in the patient's skin until he developed erythema. The licensee, what is that, erythema? The licensee is in the process of doing a dose reconstruction for the skin contamination. Based on the reading from the patient and estimated activity in the various contaminated items, the licensee currently estimates that approximately 50% of the intended dosage was successfully infused. 50%. The authorized user has been informed and is currently notifying the patient's parents and the referring physician. So they're saying that 50% got exposed and 50% went on the patient. Wow. Wow. That is a mistake that you cannot undo, brother. This child is going to die, brain cancer. Notified by John Cipo. This is just, this makes me sad. This is why I get very angry when people tell me that nuclear is just as safe and just as good as wind or solar. And yes, I know that to make the solar panels, we do have to put uranium. They're hideous pits. The same horrible companies are digging holes in the ground, but we don't use near as much of it. And it is not, it's not near as, the whole industry is so disgusting. The nuclear industry is so disgusting. Their complete lack of respect for life is unbelievable. This kind of stuns me. Can you hear me? This is why, thank you, Jules. Thank you for allowing me to wake up on this radio show. Because when I took over this radio show, it was really to interview Kevin Blanche. And it turns out the week that I was coming on air, that whole plan blew up. Because he lied to me, a stupid lie, but I was just had enough. Because, you know, we're humans. We're growing up. I mean, I don't hate the guy, but, you know, he's had to work through some stuff, and unfortunately, he worked through it on me. That wasn't very fun. But I said, okay, what am I going to do? So I started reading these nuclear alerts. And boy, are they a shock. Like this one, isn't this a shock? It has shocked me. 50% of the child's They bad enough they're going to infuse him with radioactive contamination, iodine-131. But only 50% of what they wanted to put into him went into him, and then they contaminated the rest of his clothes for the weekend. Meaning the rest of the family came and went and came and went. And they got exposed too. This is so unbelievable. And you know what? Nobody goes to jail. Nobody is held accountable. There is no accountability with the nuclear industry. And that is where it has to end. Yesterday, Tom Carpenter was talking about CH2M Hill, right? They make this name so you can't even remember it. This is how effing devious these people are. They have broken every law and given the finger to the Congress every time they can. They do whatever they want. They are just dumping contamination anywhere they want up there. No accountability because of the Price-Anderson Act. Now, why did Ron Wyden stop a proposal to make the Price-Anderson Act more accountable? What prompts a person who basically seemed to have some ethics? He is an attorney. He graduated from the U of O. He's a pretty prominent person. People respect him. He's the father of twin girls. You think they're not going to be affected by this stuff? And when their children die, you know, this is why the Manhattan Project was so successful. Because everybody still keeps secret about nuclear contamination. Everyone does not talk about it. You are not allowed to talk about it. Even this family of this child has been contaminated. And do you think those people are going to say if they get thyroid cancer, they get brain cancer, anything, or who knows where they were affected? You think they're going to relate it to this event? Probably not. Their doctor's going to say, oh, no, that's very small risk. You don't have to worry about that. Lordy. Oh, Lordy, as Jim Comey would say. You know, that was kind of funny how Jim Comey thinks of himself as a hero. Remember when he rushed over to that attorney general's bedside to keep Alberto Gonzalez from hoodwinking him on his... I mean, these Republicans, every time they get into office, they do all this shady character stuff. Like, what is... Then they act like they're upstanding Christians. Like, give me a break. Donald Trump doesn't even know the words to the Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America. He doesn't know the Bible. These Bible quotes are given to him. You think he ever reads, much less the Bible? Give me a break. The guy is lazy intellectually and emotionally. He is stilted, and frankly, he needs therapy. I don't know why the President of the United States does not have mandatory therapy, for God's sakes. So outrageous. Although Donald Trump would probably never submit to therapy. He's like, he's too much of a narcissist. You know, narcissists hate therapy because then they might change. They might be different. Lost tritium exit sign. That's the kind of thing we want to hear, right? The tritium sign's exiting. Non-emergency Texas Department of Health Terracon. What's this one? Damaged troxler gauge again. Unanalyzed condition at Louisa Energy Services Uranium Enrichment Facility Gas Centrifuge Facility. Wow. Unanalyzed condition resulting from incorrect implementation of items relied on for safety. IROFS. They're going to give that an acronym too, right, folks? Items. What is it? Implementation or items relied on for safety, IROFS. The nuclear industry just makes me want to spit nails. They're double talk. They're double think. They got this whole thing. They think they're, oh yeah, this is cool. They're not cool. They're mentally ill. Anybody who could work the way, I mean, honestly, it's so sad because nuclear science is very exciting. John Goffman talked a lot about it. He was a very pro-nuclear person. He really believed in the nuclear energy source, but he emphatically stated that we should not be using it until we figure it out because it's out of control. If you get it out of control and you make too much of this stuff, we have no... The science is so far ahead of us, we don't know. We can't even send robots into Fukushima. They die in 30 minutes. We need a lot of help. We need to help ourselves and stop being ridiculous. An incorrect implementation of IROFS 36C limits cylinder mover to electric and or diesel with less than 280 liters or 74 gallons fuel load has been identified as having occurred for feed deliveries into the cylinder receipt and dispatching building. Then they call this RCRDB. I can't stand this. This is making me spit nails, guys. Okay. IROFS 36C requires that the UF6 transporter movers inside the CRBD truck bays utilize a tractor that has a limited fuel capacity of less than 74 gallons. This requires the over-the-road OTR tractor truck to disconnect the trailer at a designated area and the local tractor with a fuel tank capacity of less than 74 gallons be utilized by the OTR trailers. Methods were used allowing the OTR trailer to access the CRBDB with the OTR tractor and the fuel tanks, the vehicles remaining outside. Did you guys understand anything that this guy was saying? This is what is so infuriating. They use these acronyms so you get lost in the acronyms. You can't really hear what they're saying. Over-the-road truck tractors. Aren't all over-the-road truck tractors? That must mean like they're going to be carrying it over the road. And these, you know, on my new show, I hope that the next time I have on Mr. Truth, he will come on for the full 2 hours, because a lot of times people that want to speak out, it takes, you know, a good little while to start digging into the story. After we hung up the last time he was on our show, he's like, wow, that kind of goes fast. So I'm looking forward to have some of our guests that we've had on and expanding our guest list on the Age of Fission radio show. Because I am going to be talking about self-love recovery, and I hope to have on Ross Rosenberg, who wrote the book, what's it called? The Human Magnet Syndrome, that's what it's called. And I hope to have that, I hope to have him on and have that book read by the time I have him on, actually. I haven't read the book yet, just ordered it. But I have been watching YouTube videos, and I've kind of had this intuitive feeling that we are going to find solutions when we follow our hearts. The Age of Fission is going to talk about that. We're going to have on our usual guests. We are going to be on Ocelli.com from 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, every Saturday and Sunday. I may have to have a more pre-recorded interviews because I don't know if people will interview on a Saturday or a Sunday. That's going to be an interesting journey into talking to anti-nuke activists about having an interview on the weekends, because people value their weekends, right? Because most people work at a job Monday through Friday, so they don't want to have that weekend imposed upon. But it's the perfect time for me for my work, and you know, that way I'll be able to actually really focus on the radio show and work during the work week and radio show. So I think it's going to work well. And I'm really looking forward to listening to Jules' show on Spreaker before the first cup. And I hope you guys listen to it. And for those of you who haven't heard Jules' show, go back and listen to the UCY archives. It's going to be up, I believe. And also, it's on YouTube. UCY TV is on YouTube. And you can just type in before the first cup and just pick one. They come up and they're so awesome. So and I'm going to have this, my little rain stick, to calm me down. And I'm probably going to be doing more readings of poetry. I'm going to be really expanding the ideas and the thoughts that we are going to be sharing, because I really actually think that self-love is the way to go. I know when I first started, I had Brad Yates on a couple of times talking about tapping, which is kind of like, he used to call it like an emotional shower. It's like self-acupuncture, right? I do it quite regularly. In fact, I did it this morning. It helps ground me, and it helps, I don't know, helps me manifest the things I want. So that's why I like it. Because I do it and I feel better, and then I can get the things that I want. I want to get things done. And I am going to do something that I hadn't thought of until Jerome Hebert became my co-host. And that is, I'm going to open up the I Ching. We have about 6 minutes left. And I'm going to put our intention into this book. And, you know, the I Ching is a book that was written by the Chinese, and they interpreted the universe, and they came up with this thing, and I really don't understand. This is a very Western interpretation of it, but I've been using it since 1980. You throw the coins, they have a certain pattern, it gives you an answer, and it's a kind of a guide, a spiritual guide in life. It's not like voodoo or tells you about relationships, but it does talk about human life and the human condition. And it's really uncanny how it can speak to us about exactly the right thing. So I'm just going to do a random opening of a page. And I get 30. Actually, I didn't get a clear one. I had to turn the page. Let me get a clear one. Stand still. Stagnation. This hexagram is the opposite of the preceding one. Heaven is above, drawing further and farther away, while the earth sinks below, farther in the depths. The creative powers are not in relation. It is a time of standstill and decline. No kidding. The hexagram is linked with the seventh month, when the year has passed its zenith and the autumnal decay is setting in. The judgment stands still. Evil people do not further the perseverance of the superior man. The great departs, the small approaches. Heaven and earth are out of communion, and all things are benumbed. No kidding. What is above has no relation to what is below, and on earth confusion and disorder prevail. The dark power is within, and the light is without. Weakness is within, harshness without. Within are the inferior, and without are the superior. The way of the inferior people is in ascent. The way of superior people is on the decline. But the superior people do not allow themselves to be turned from their principles. If the possibility of exerting influence is closed to them, they nevertheless remain faithful to their principles and withdraw into seclusion. The image. Heaven and earth do not unite. The image of standstill. Thus the superior man falls back upon his inner worth in order to escape the difficulties. He does not permit himself to be honored with revenue. When, owing to the influence of inferior men, mutual mistrust prevails in public life, fruitful activity is rendered impossible because the fundamentals are wrong. Therefore, the superior man knows that what he must do under such circumstances, he does not allow himself to be tempted by dazzling offers to take part in public activities. This would only expose him to danger, since he cannot assent to the meanness of the others. He therefore hides his worth and withdraws into seclusion. Oh my gosh, I wonder if that means that I should stop. I don't think so. I think that this means that we just have to keep going. He therefore hides his worth and withdraws into seclusion. Wow, we are really going to be interesting times, huh? And I do know that on Chuck O'Chelly's station, however, oh my gosh, I see it's 8:58. There are people who don't agree with me about Donald Trump. They think he's a great guy, so maybe that's a warning. Anyways, I'm going to put my courage feet on. Thank you, Jules, for everything you've done. We cannot thank you enough. We love you, and we will see you on O'Chelly.com. Next Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I believe the YouTubes will also be up, and I'm going to make an effort to do that. Put your courage feet on. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Thank you for joining us.